kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, ito ang isa sa aabangan natin. Maaaring makita natin siya sa NBL dito sa Australia or maybe at the NBA sa US. Good morning to you, Andre.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Medyo, you're still getting some rest because you had an early practice training this morning.
Yeah.
So, Andre, can you tell us how did you start with basketball?
I started by when I was 6, just getting into just playing local comp.
Yes. Is your dad into basketball?
Yeah, he used to play in school.
Okay, yeah. You started playing basketball at the age of 6 and you're only 14, right?
Yeah.
But definitely you had a lot already on your plate because you do school competitions. Can you tell us how are you before the COVID, before the social distancing, physical limitations?
I was training every day, individually and for a team. And I was playing games like every other day to focus on my basketball skills.
Yes. And you're part of your school's varsity basketball team, isn't it?
Yeah. Oak Hill College.
Yes. And you're also one of the stars of the Hills Hornets under 14 team.
Yeah.
What is your position in the team?
I'm a point guard.
A point guard. Okay. Can you tell us what were your accomplishments or the awards you have received or that you got from Hills Hornet?
I got MVP, most consistent player, hustle award, best defensive player award, plus best defensive player award, got countless trophies for winning championships. A lot of individual accolades, and that's about it.
Yes, and you started with the Hills Hornets since 2015, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. When you talk about basketball, many people think that you should be tall. But can you tell us what your height is?
My height is around 5'5".
5'5", yeah. Like, it's a typical Filipino height, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are very good because I think with your MVP and all the awards you have mentioned, you are definitely playing very, very amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Aside from your school varsity team and Hills Hornets under 14, what else are you busy with, Andre?
I'm busy with individual training, with local comp, and yeah.
Yes. And prior to the pandemic, you were supposed to be going to the US, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
I was supposed to go to the US for junior NBA. And due to this, like, I couldn't do it. And I was, like, really disappointed because I really wanted to go.
Yeah. And how were you chosen to go to the U.S.? I believe there are only two of you who are going to the U.S., supposedly.
Yeah.
So how were you chosen?
I was chosen from this competition in nationals that we won, and I was one of the two from our team.
And you were selected to the Asia-Pacific team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So prior to everything that is happening right now, you were really doing a lot of training.
I was doing a lot of training.
Yes. Can you tell us what is it like in a day for Andre, including your school? Like when you wake up in the morning, what do you usually do?
When I wake up, I usually get myself ready for school. I wake up around like 6, and then I start stretching at 7 to work on my body. Then I have breakfast, go to school. At recess and lunch, I practice on my basketball, shooting around, playing 1v1 against my friends, trying to focus on my skills. Afterwards, I have training, study, play basketball, than an early rest.
Before the pandemic, your dad says that you played basketball every day. Is that true?
Yes.
But how are you doing now? Like with the restrictions, social distancing, how are you doing your training? And do you still play outside?
Yeah, I'm still playing outside. I'm trying to find ways to train without socializing, just focusing on myself.
Yeah. So what is the ultimate goal for you, Andre?
My ultimate goal is to reach that pro level, but also the steps that, like, get to it, like college and stuff.
Yeah. So do you aim to go for the NBL or the NBA?
I preferably NBA.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard competition.
Yeah. And who's your most favorite basketball star?
Most is Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Is there any other basketball player who's your inspiration? I think I read that you pattern your game through Melbourne-born Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Why is he the player that you want to pattern your game?
I pattern my game after Kyrie because he has tight handles that break down the defense really quickly, get by them, and he can finish at the rim at a high level. But also, he can shoot lights out from three-pointer and get hot real quick.
Yeah. Can we just go back to the NBA Global Championship in Florida? Is that a game where it's invitation for teams from around the world?
Yes.
I know that for most Filipinos, number one in sports is basketball and boxing. And a lot of teenagers, although they love basketball, but they don't really try to get into the professional basketball. Maybe one thing hindering them is the height. But what can you tell those other teenagers or young Filipinos listening to us in terms of getting into basketball?
Basketball is a passion. If you wanna keep it, you should. Basketball isn't about height. It's about how much you put the work in. It's easy to give up on it, but if you stick on, you will love it till the end.
Yeah. Many Filipinos are known for music and performances, but for you, Andre, do you want to be known really for basketball?
I want to be known for basketball because it's my main sport.
Yeah. So any other tips that you would like to share to our listeners, the young ones, in terms of doing their training in this time of the pandemic?
Just work on ball handles, just repetition from shooting. If you have a hoop at home, shooting. Just keep repetition.
And is everyday training really important?
Yeah. When you work on your body, it helps you, like, in the real game situation.
Thank you so much, Andre, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
At sa pagkakataong ito naman, kung kanina nakausap natin si Andre, ngayon naman makakasama natin ang kanyang tatay, yung kanyang daddy na si Arlan Honrada, at alamin natin kung paano nagsimula si Andre at ano nga ba ang naging daan para siya ay mapapasok sa malaking kompetisyon ng basketball. Narito po ang ating panayam kay Arlan Honrada.
Arlan, paano nagsimula si Andre sa basketball?
Bali, i-introduce namin siya ng basketball nung age 6. Actually, ano siya, 2 years old pa lang.
Binilhan niyo na ng bola?
Oo, binilhan namin ng maliit na bola. Tapos pinag-dribble ko. Tapos binilhan ko rin ng maliit na hoop. Na basketball court. Tapos, basketball hoop, maliit lang. Tapos sa bahay, pinag-dribble ko siya. Actually, at 2 years old, naka-handle siya ng big ball, yung malaking bola yung
ginagamit.
Kasi during that time, social basketball din ako. Tapos, pinatry ko siya mag-dribble. So, surprisingly, nakapag-dribble siya.
Na yung bola halos, medyo kasing laki na niya, di ba? Kasing laki lang niya.
Oo, ganun nga. Yung standard ball na pang-basketball, pang-adult.
Oo.
Nakapag-dribble lang, surprisingly, boom, boom, boom. Actually, right, then, after nakikita yung left niya, nakapag-dribble din siya ng left. As after noon, ayun nga, siguro nagkaroon siya ng interest that time. Tapos sabay kami nanonood ng basketball. Pag nanonood ako ng NBA sa TV, pati yung mga Philippine basketball sa TFC that time. Ayun, siguro na develop yung ano niya, yung interest niya sa basketball.
So sa tingin mo yung maagang awareness niya at yung pagpapakilala ninyo sa sports ng basketball, nakatulong din yun para ma-develop yung interest niya, no?
Oo, pati mga actually sa so surprising kami sa kanya na nag-start siya ng school at kindy 6 years old. Yung mga hiniram niyang mga study magazines or books, mga sports, tapos yung mga NBA legends.
So inaaral niya.
Oo, at marami siyang very deep ang knowledge niya sa basketball talaga, especially yung mga players. Nagugulat nga ako pag tinatanong sino yung mga legends ng NBA, yung ganyan, maski yung mga less popular player babanggit niya eh.
Oo, tsaka marami sa mga kabataan ngayon, yung sa ganyang age, yung mga legend noon na hindi na ngayon na ibabalita at hindi na nakikita usually sa mga games or sa kung saan mang mga news, hindi na rin nila na nakikilala, no? Pero sa kanya, sabi mo nga, he really looks into those legends.
So surprised nga. Minsan ako, nakakalimutan ko na eh. Kasi dati, very deep nga rin yung knowledge ko sa basketball. Pero as I grow old, nakakalimutan ko na. Kaya pag tinatanong siya, minsan may mga computer games, mga ganun. May mga parang questionnaires about NBA legends. Nasasagot niya. Sabi, nakalimutan ko na yun. Tapos nasasagot niya.
Oo.
Tapos, actually, nung initially, dinig ko siya, 2-3, tapos at 5 years old, actually, saka lang nilaro namin sa kanya.
Oo, dahil yun yung, kumbaga, main sport dito, no?
Yung main sport plus yung sa suburb na tinitirahan namin dati, yung saka yung mayroong para sports activity sa bata. Actually, naging magaling din siya sa soccer eh.
Oo.
At tapos naging player siya ng sa Tunggabi at age 6 years old. 4. Liga sa mga bata 4 years old sa soccer up to 9-year-old,
nag-soccer
siya. Tapos yung at 9-year-old, merong tinatawag na yung elite team sa soccer, yung skills acquisition program.
Oo, yan na yung mga papunta na sa mga unders, dapat.
Oo, siya yung parang representative na player ng soccer. Pero ito yung pinaka-highest level sa mga bata na pathway to maging a professional soccer player.
Oo.
Ayun, so napili siya ron sa SAP under, actually, dito sa Mount Druitt at age 9.
Arlan, mag-isa lang bang lalaki si Andre?
Mag-isa lang siya. Siya yung bunso.
Ah, okay. So, talagang, kumbaga, sa kanya ka naka-focus in terms of sports?
Oo, sa ngayon. Yung dalawa ko medyo 19 years old na. Nag-sports din sila. Pero na divert sa pag-aaral yung mga interest nila.
Which is okay naman, di ba?
Okay naman, okay naman sila. At panganay, yung dalawa, yung panganay, yung, Dax Award ng sa school niya, tapos mga scholars sa college, tapos selective school ng high school yung dalawa.
Oo. Which is very good.
Which is very good. Si Andre, ayun, nakapasa ng selective school pero pinili niya yung basketball
yung basketball.
Yung O'Kill College kasi sa selective school, wala silang basketball doon eh.
Kaya,
nag-request na ng pwedeng O'Kill College, may basketball, saka malapit doon sa hills. Tuloy niya yung basketball niya.
Arlan, gaano ka-importante for you to support Andre in terms of yung hilig niya sa basketball?
Kasi actually, mga magulang, di ba? Kung anong passion ng mga bata, siguro, yun na rin ang happiness namin.
Oo.
Happiness na rin namin sa court tayo yung mga bata. Tapos sabi nga sa kanya, ngayon, sa ngayon, may mga achievements, so enjoy natin. If kung hindi matuloy, okay na rin. Just focus probably on studies as well. So if kung magtuloy-tuloy yung basketball mo, kumbaga parang blessings na rin yan. Kung wala, okay lang din. Para yung kumbaga less pressure sa bata.
At least na-enjoy niya.
Ngayon nga.
Paano nyo susuportahan si Andre sa ultimate goal niya to play for the NBA?
Hopefully with the grace of God, yung moral support naman nandiyan naman kami palagi. Obviously, it will incur some expenses as well. No? So we will try our best to support him financially as well. And obviously, yung kami, parents niya, pati yung mga siblings niya, his titas, and yung mga relatives, yung nandoon. So, ang the best niya is yung moral support, tsaka kailang emotionally, stable. Tsaka, lagi namin sinasabihan na once you go in public, you will be in public. So, open yourself in a criticism, sabi sa kanya. Sabi namin, criticisms, ignore mo lang, then just move on. Tapos financially, we will do our best to support you financially. And then naman kami palagi, maski pagod.
Thank you so much, Arlan, at all the best. Sana mapanood namin si Andre sa isa sa mga laro niya, sa mga susunod o nitong mga susunod na ilang buwan. Sana matapos na tong COVID na to.
Maraming salamat din sa iyo. We really appreciated your call.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.